Uh-huh. You got it sticking out the roof on this house here, yeah, the chimney.
What about it?
You want to see a fireplace?
What I'm talking about is, what about it, a factory?
They have chimneys in factories.
Oh,
do you call that chimney?
No, the factory, they're heated with, most of them are heated with stoves.
Uh-huh.
School rooms are heated with stoves, with a flue or made out of brick.
Uh-huh.
And a metal pipe from the stove to the flue. Burn wood in it, and these little old school houses. Nearly everything was heated like that. Wasn't any other kind of heat available.
Okay. The open place on the floor in front of the fireplace, what do you call that?
Call it the living room.
Okay.
Hearth.
Oh, hearth.
Yeah.
I see, you all know my vogue, my language. Hearth, H-E-A-R-T-H.
Okay. And in the fireplace, things that you lay the wood across on?
We call them dog irons. I think the name is and irons.
Okay.
If I can see a pair of them, I'll show it for you.
Yeah.
No, they're
antique.
I'd like to see some of your house later. Really nice. And the thing up above the fireplace where you set vases on?
Mantle.
Okay. And if you build a fire, you might have a big piece of wood that you keep near the back.
Yeah, little chunks of wood or live coals.
Back of that.
In the fireplace, and at night, you would cover those coals up with the ashes.
Uh-huh.
And the next morning, you would uncover that and would have sort of kindling, we called it. Small pieces of wood, shavings and what have you.
Don't forget the backlog.
That's the way we would build a fire, was to put these little pieces of wood in these coals so they'd get to burning. Mm-hmm. Have a large back log in the back of the fireplace. It'll be about 12 to 15 inches in diameter, about 4 feet long. And in front of that would be several small sticks of wood laying across these dog irons. And that fire would actually blow up through that and catch those things afire. The smoke went up the chimney. And we hope the heat came out in the room. Some of it went up the chimney too. And we'd gather chairs around that, about 10 children and a father and mother around that one big fireplace. That's what we had to keep warm. Now that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
10 children.
Okay, the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Well, soot is the right name, I think. I think in those days we called it soot.
Okay.
That'll give you some language.
Okay, talking about kinds of furniture. The thing that I'm sitting in, you'd call a...
rocker.
Okay. And what about this?
Straight chair, we call it.
Okay. And the thing that you're sitting on?
Couch.
Okay, is there any other name besides couch?
Settee.
Sofa.
Okay. Are these all the same?
Used to be called Davenport.
Davenport? Yeah. Are they all the same?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Built right. Call them different names.
Okay. And what about things that, something that you might have in your bedroom to with drawers in it to put your clothes in?
Well, call it, call them,
dresses.
You know, and in those days I think we called them bureaus.
Bureaus.
B-U-R-E-A-U-S. And there was later called them dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And chest of drawers.
That's what they call them now.
Really, I mean, the chest of drawers. Mainly though, we didn't have any. We just had to hang them up on the walls. The houses weren't built with any closets in them.
Yeah.
And the only kind of head we had was out there on the back porch.